Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The down 4 yards to go, the frozen tundra. No, it was Houston, right?
They only opened up the top when they had fireworks, then they closed it, so it was nice and toasty.
It was frozen for the Falcons somehow.
Hey, the Dippin' Dots were frozen.
How about that game?
Hey, I went to bed at halftime. What'd I miss?
Did you really?
No, I didn't. I watched
Pony. Pony went to bed at halftime. Disappointing.
I didn't go to bed.
What'd you say? You got bored.
I got bored about halfway through the anthem.
Anthem?
What? Wow. Excuse me.
This is our core team. This is the nucleus, Mike.
It's kind of un-American. You know, not too,
well. Even if you don't care about the football, you care about the entertainment.
Well, you also care about being sort of semi-plugged into pop culture because you're on a radio show.
Just
because
there weren't any tentacles on the screen doesn't mean you can't watch the games.
What if Luke Bryan had really big eyes?
Could you lift the camera up just a little bit so I get a little less of Rofo's dome and a little more of Oscar's face?
By the way, are you excited that that's where they're playing the game next year? The Rofo Dome?
The Rofo Dome.
Rofo's Dome.
And now to honor America, everyone please say
the thing
hi.
About the Rofo Dome, it only sits about 40,000 people because all the seats are 3 feet wide.
Well, it is the official post-Super Bowl, Mike O'Mara show, right? We're going to...
we're not hungover, though. No one's hungover.
No, we're fine.
Alcohol did not... touch my lips
yesterday. Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, it's sad, but at the same time...
pour some out for Mike.
For us, homie.
I think we will break down the game. We will break down the Super Bowl fun. We had a Cocoonville party that wife and son and I went, that we attended. And then it was back home to watch the game. Great food. My kid behaved beautifully.
That's awesome.
We will break down the... commercials, and I believe that in the era of social media and that little magic laptop, if you're doing what I did, I'm just not paying attention enough to zero in.
Not worth $5 million.
I tell you what, the commercials were better, they might have gotten your attention.
Good. We'll talk about the commercials. We'll talk about the game itself, which unfortunately everyone seems to think, being a New Englander, that I'm supposed to feel tremendous joy.
Great joy.
That was not my team. That was not my team. And so I actually ended up being, I would say, a tad snarky, as did Rob.
Mm-hmm.
After the game, I think there were a lot of Americans that kind of, the Patriots have taken on the mantle of the New York Yankees. They are now the kind of the evil empire.
It's okay to hate them. They've won so much. It's okay to hate them.
Yeah, they've won a lot.
Look, I was a Patriots fan for, I want to say, 3 years, and they won so much. They said, enough.
Very nice.
I need some heartache.
Hey, you know what? I've been sitting on something. I would love to play something. If I can have a second and a half, I can make Oscar grin ear to ear.
Take your time.
Would you like to see him be really happy, Mike? Do you know how the game ended yesterday, Oscar?
No.
Overtime. Victory.
Yes.
Now, what is that?
Those are tapes from his stupid Overwatch show, game, whatever the hell it is.
When I play online,
let me hear that again.
And it's the announcer, and I was able to construct the end of the game.
Overtime victory.
Wow,
Mike. Wow. There are at least 9 listeners that get what I'm doing, and they play Overwatch with me every evening.
Well, there was a lot of snark on social media.
I'm such a loser.
I have so much to tell you about this weekend. Dinner with an Arab.
Feather.
That doesn't
make sense, sir.
As far as the Super Bowl is concerned, NMG. I've said DGH forever, but now it's NMG.
NMG.
Here it is. I will give it to you straight. I believe that the things that make me unhappy in my life I have for decades believed make me happy. Mm-hmm. They don't. It is ultimately they will give me moments of satisfaction, but many more moments of grief and sadness and
despair.
And despair. There's a great word. Despair.
Yes.
So the fact is, NMG is no more gambling, because ultimately,
if people
mistook my snark for something political,
it's you and Ronnie.
If something, I'm not in Ronnie's level, that's for sure. But if people mistook my snark for something political, no, the political was based on just a part of the equation when I wrote my snarky.
This is fascinating, though.
And then I had a nasty exchange with Barbara Bannon Moody.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah.
And
BBM,
she your bookie?
She's like, stop the madness. But I will give you the rundown on everything. And
but you know what was
my wagers. My wagers, which were, you know, it could have been so much.
You
different.
Made me almost ruin my computer for spitting water yesterday, what you texted me. It was so genuine. I will save the text.
Don't ruin it. Right.
But it was grand.
Look, you've laid out a plethora of piñatas of what we can get into. Mm-hmm. I want to get into the gambling. I think we should definitely get into your party. But I am shocked that I didn't know you were actually putting down bets. This is nuts.
I will say this for the pre-show, because I will say this now. The only reason I did was every now and then there is a Super Bowl where I so do not have a dog in the fight.
It was a malaise.
You wanted
to
make
it
interesting.
The only way to really make, because you know, I'm not a Patriots fan, but I'm not one of those Patriots turbo haters.
Sure.
So the only way to make it fun. Lay a little something down.
You had such a minimum investment, you couldn't cheer or jeer.
Rob actually knows my prop bet.
Well, I can tell he just wants to tell everybody right now and ruin it.
No.
He knows my prop bet.
I could totally tell.
The prop bet is not funny.
He texted you. He told you everything already.
Did Ronique actually lay like $3,000?
I think he laid $3,000 on.
Oh, did he lay $3,000down
on the Falcons?
Yeah,
on the Falcons.
And you know
that's what
he
looks like.
You know what he didn't get?
Victory.
No,
he didn't get victory.
Is that, is that victory. His game?
Yes, Overwatch. Yeah.
Victory. Hey,
Pony, what did you do? Pony, what did you do in the first half? What did you do in the first half?
I was working on some projects.
Were you by yourself?
Yeah,
of course.
Were they one-handed projects?
So sad.
I was drinking.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, when I watched the game after we got back from the party, Mrs. O'Mara went into the bedroom to watch Dateline. So I too watched the game solo.
Really?
Not have anybody
just
watch it.
Not cool.
It's sad. It's sad. It's an American tradition.
I would have invited you over, Pony.
I've been in rooms before.
Would you have come over?
Hundreds of people.
Probably. Yeah.
Would you have gone to Oscars?
Oh no, I was at Todd's. I would have invited you to Todd's.
I would go to Todd's,
But I'm not sure that Todd would let you through the gate.
Yeah, probably not.
No, he would. We were sitting there, we're like, we have more friends than this. You know, like, it was just...
there's so much to talk about. There's Gaga. Yeah. We have to talk about Gaga. I did not see, because I was in transit between the party and coming to my house, I did not see the anthem, and I didn't see the kickoff. So
you missed.
I didn't see
Luke. Is it Luke Bryan?
Yes, and he did not have a licorice hat to doff.
And he did not have any underwear on, because you saw everything.
Yes.
Those are some tight jeans.
Victory.
He showed his.
There was mushroom cap, Mike. There was a lots. If you were a mushroom farmer, you'd have to look no further, because you found the biggest
one. He was
wearing
like those designer stretch jeans, and you saw his.
Amazingly, that eluded me.
You saw his little cowboy?
While we were saluting America.
I was watching, I think Todd, not to put his business out there, has got a 70-inch television, and all I saw was mushroom cap. That's all.
Yeah.
It's another thing I had a moment of, too, because I ended up, remember at Christmas time when they delivered the TV and it was damaged and I didn't get it at all?
Yeah,
I was having TV envy, too. I was sitting there going, there's my little 55-incher, and I wanted that 65-incher.
It's all about size.
55 is pretty good. Just sit closer.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate that. Thanks so much.
Think
and
back.
You know, now that, you know, even though in some strange way, your lack of like real concern for sports games just came.
Think back, Mike. Think back to, and I told this to Robert last night. I said, you know, when I was your age, we watched the Super Bowl on a 19-inch television. That's the size of your laptop. Look at this.
I've got one up on that. Do you know that I actually went to a neighbor's house in my street because he had a color television?
Yeah. Really?
And we wanted to see the Super Bowl.
I don't mean to
one
up you guys, but I totally get you, because yesterday we watched a Super Bowl in 720 and not 1080.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah. Wow.
It's disgusting.
Were you able to make out who was on which team?
I said, hey, man, what's up with, this is a 4K television, what's up with the 720? And Todd's like, it's the over-the-air antenna. And I said, well, whose fault is that? Because he doesn't pay for cable. He doesn't use cable.
That's actually Fox's fault.
It is?
Yeah. The other stations around here do.
Fox!
I had a 55-inch television, and because I didn't have a new one, and they have all those curved TVs that I saw at the big box store, I actually watched the show like this with my shoulders tapped in. Thank you. You can start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we prepare for takeoff, please turn off all electronic devices.
Why do we have to turn off our electronic devices?
Because they can interfere with the plane's navigation.
Oh, okay.
So anyway...
How?
The electronic signals can interfere with the signals between the plane and the radio tower on takeoff and landing.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. That makes sense. Thank you.
Okay. Let's all make sure that our seats are fully upright.
Wait. I mean, I get why I can't have a radio or whatever, but how is my Kindle going to screw things up?
That's a good question.
It's not just about radios. All devices have an electromagnetic field that can interfere with the radio frequencies.
Okay, that's cool.
All right, please make sure that all tray tables
are... Wait, so you're saying that a $90 million aircraft can't ignore the signal from my $40 iPod Shuffle?
I mean, how come the plane doesn't interfere with my phone?
And why don't the other phones interfere with my phone?
I just always leave my phone on and nothing happens.
Yeah, that is so true.
You can't! It's just a phone. Everybody... No! All electronic devices have to be turned off.
I can't turn off my pacemaker.
Well, your pacemaker is fine.
It just opens up a whole new can of worms.
Airplanes are magic!
No one knows why you have to turn off your phones, and you want to know why?
Because no one knows how an airplane works!
I thought the wings generated lift.
Lift? Thrust? No. Scientists want you to think that they figured it out, but no one has ever figured it out, and now we're just rocketing through space on a 30-ton dumpster running on God knows what magic, and you guys want to just f*** around with that? I mean, who knows what could f*** this shit up, okay? So turn off your Twitter machines for just 13 minutes while we soar through the clouds like the sun god Apollo and just read your f***ing sky malls, okay?
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Live from the Fiverr Studios in Washington, D.C., The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Or MikeOMaraShow.com, online, on air, on now. This is The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you today by Pro Flowers. Wouldn't you love an easy way to look like a Valentine's master?
Master!
Yes!
I will tell you that last week, the Pro Flowers arrived at the O'Mara household, and my wife was delighted because they are the best, freshest, most delightful flowers you will ever receive. And ProFlowers.com, they have solved the Valentine's Day equation, so you know you're going to get it right this year. Here it is. Listen to this. 2 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for only $29.99 plus shipping and handling. You cannot beat that. We love it in our household. You're going to love it as well. You can really be a hero. And upgrade to 2 dozen long stem roses with a premium vase and chocolates for just $9.99 more. Just go to proflowers.com and use the code TMOS. Pick your flowers and check out in 2 minutes. Boom, bam, it's that easy. I already ordered Carla's flowers, and they got here, and it was beautiful. And guess what? Don't tell her, but I'm going to do it again.
Oh,
she loves,
look
she
out.
Loves them because I am the Valentine's master. Why not surprise her at the office? She'll be the envy of everybody. So remember, the only way to get this incredible Valentine's Day deal, go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in TMOS. Again, that's proflowers.com. Click the microphone and type in TMOS. Help support our show by supporting our sponsors. Don't wait. Order today because this deal expires soon. And be sure to use our code TMOS. You gonna love it. All right, on to the game. The big game.
Now, I texted you in, I would say, late afternoon because I was already mad at Michael Strahan as, you know, being on television.
I had not
And you
gone
had not
to the
cracked
show.
It yet. So when did
now,
you start watching?
That golf tournament because that's the one they do at the big stadium. I was just not even zeroed in on any sports yesterday.
All
I
right.
watched a bit of the Capitals game, and then I watched a bit of the golf tournament, and then I went to the party, and I didn't even pay attention to the pregame, and then I actually undivided attention, sat down, and watched the game itself. But you were in front of the Magic Box. Were you at a party?
No, we actually Carrie wasn't feeling 100%, and the kids were being just so teenagery. We didn't go to the party, and you know what? I'm glad we didn't because it was a great game to not watch with a lot of distractions. It was a great game to watch.
Where should we start? Should we start with the game itself? Should we start with the commercials? Should we start with Gaga? It's your call, boys.
If you don't mind, I just can't get over because I'm the only one in the room. Well, I'm the only one outside of Rob and Mike that know that you wagered, right?
Yep.
What did you wager on? So we have full context as the game
we'll
is
start
coming
with the
along.
Wagering. Yeah. Okay. I'm fine with starting with the wagering because it actually will come into play early on. And how's the connection, boys?
You just look great. You sound great.
Getting a little with you guys, but anyway.
It's always a gamble.
So here it
is. Get it?
It's a gamble.
Waka, 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 waka.
At the very last minute, this is probably well after 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
I make a decision that I'm going to go online to one of those hinky sites, and I am going to lay down a wager. And my plan was to bet a straight bet on the Atlanta Falcons just so I could enjoy their victory, because even though I'm a person that dislikes Tom Brady and Bob Kraft and Bill Belichick, and I don't like the Patriots because they've won too much, I'm like that. That's it. That's where it ends.
What odds
I
were you
given? More. I didn't. It was even odds. And so I, but I didn't. It wasn't enough for me to really feel passionate about the contest. Right. So I said, in order to enjoy it, and this is the way I look at it. That's going to. It's just like FanDuel.
Sure.
Why do we have fantasy football? It makes us enjoy the game more.
Oh yeah.
There. By the way, there's a lesson there about football, which I think everybody. The gamblers. Thank you, Rob. All right, turn that crap off.
Train
all right. Anyway.
Bound for no-
all right. I'm not going to tell my story until you turn off the
Okay, I've stopped the Kenny Rogers.
So, but that's what it is. I want to enjoy the game more, and so if I have something really riding on it, then I'll be more passionate. That's how bad this game was for me.
Right, you needed somehow inject action. Yourself into it.
Yeah, no gambling involved. I could have seriously gone to the beach and just hung out and watched the sunset because it just didn't look.
It didn't
I don't
appeal
know.
To you.
Well, I'll open this up to the floor, and I'll get back to the wagers. But the fact is, and Pony, you're not allowed to answer this. But I feel as though the game and the whole thing ain't as fun as it used to be.
I don't know
whether that's right or not.
I think that I won't say the bloom is off the rose, but I will say there is less luster. Mm-hmm. And even when you see...
We've been hyped for so long.
And you know what? We've been in the middle of it for many, many, many of the events. Even when you look around and saw the dead-eyed zombies wandering around Houston, they looked like, well, we're here. There wasn't a raw excitement to it.
But fellas, I guess at the root of it, we can all be jaded, right?
Sure.
Because we've all gone down this path and been burnt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But there's a couple things at play. A... We had no Super Bowl party to go to collectively because that's something that always ramps us up.
Now, I'm going to give
true.
You that. That's,
right?
That's a ding because that you're absolutely right. If you have if we had a Jimmy's,
and
the game would have mattered.
It's a different animal. Different animal, right? So no ramp up to that.
Right.
A. B. The game itself, and I'll give it to you guys. There was a malaise leading up to the game. A lot of it had to do with the Patriots getting there again.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the first half was like, okay.
Yeah, but if you took the game as a whole, I know there were people that probably wanted to walk away, but that was the greatest in my eyes, the way that that game turned, and it was a tale of two halves and an overtime, the first overtime in history in the Super Bowl.
I'll talk about how I felt about the game. I think you could make an argument that it clearly is the greatest Super Bowl game ever played.
Yes. It was so well scripted.
It was a clever ending. The problem was
it's not wrestling,
Rob. It was well scripted, Rob. This is great, Rob. You'll love this theater reference.
Yeah,
Rob. It was well scripted, but it wasn't well cast.
Yes, exactly. Oh. And
that's why half the country kind of went.
To build on that,
great comeback. You know,
do you know how
many people? I'm sorry. Let me just. Sorry. How many people said online? You know. You got to hand it to him, even though I don't.
Yeah.
I got so tired of reading that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the way I felt.
Everybody felt that way.
I was rooting for the Falcons.
I mean, everybody outside of New England, I got family members that are out of their minds.
My brother called me.
Patriots fan.
He's like, are you excited? I said, that was a great game, man.
But
I wasn't rooting for them.
You know how Jim Nance on CBS always writes a story that he reads at the beginning? Writes a story that he reads at the beginning of every football game, right? And the problem with this game was going into it, the only story that they could write was negative, is that they're going to win again. It's going to be his fifth ring. And you know what? Even as they shower glory on him and embrace the greatness of Tom Brady and the records that are going to be set, it had distaste to it.
Again, for a complete perspective, we are so, I guess the three of us, I'm talking about Rob, Mike, and Oscar, are so spoiled, and we've been so lucky to have these like ragers. And I'm not talking about in our pants. I'm talking about
parties. You're talking about the parties.
Yes. Yeah.
He thought he was talking about Luke Bryan.
Not even the fact
Bryan.
That I've been to Super Bowls. It's
I'm talking about events, right? That right. While I had a blast at Todd's house and I had a great time and we had a lot of whiskey, we had a lot of beers, it's not like you're at a bar getting hammered with your mates. And if we were at Jimmy's, that's why I think we should really revisit the Super Bowl party, because if we were at Jimmy's or any other establishment, maybe
I think
even,
I should make more of an effort to come up there.
Yeah,
I really do.
It's one of these. I could see us closing down that place.
I have the number for Greyhound.
Could you imagine going into overtime and then another round of drinks come out and we're already?
I would not have remembered it. I guarantee you, I would not have remembered.
That's true.
So that, I think that's how we're spoiled. We're spoiled because regardless of the game, we always get like really hyped up for the party itself.
But Oscar, and you are part of this, so you have to admit that we have evolved on this program where I'll be honest with you, we put the old nose to the grindstone a little bit.
Yes.
And when we used to be kind of fast and loose with our schedule and go, hey, yeah, remember when we tried to record at Jimmy's for the Super Bowl?
Oh, that
it was like
bad
horrible.
Idea.
It was like
on.
The worst show ever done.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we, you know, with nose to the grindstone, got to be, you know, ready to slay the dragon on Monday, less of a desire for me to go to the big party. With that said, I think that there was something about this team, the Patriots, that a significant amount of people around the country outside of New England and New England fans were kind of like, meh, like the Yankees when they used to win and win and win.
People wanted to see someone else get in there.
But getting back to my bets.
Yes.
So when I got to this evil Chinese website to lay my wager down.
Now, the wording was in English, though, wasn't it?
What's that?
The website was in English. It wasn't like
in Mandarin.
Sure, it was in English, but it was like, you know, it was one of these.
Place your bets now.
Was very, you know, it was. They got to go through these little weird places to.
You have to click through the Mahjong tab, and then
you
got to
go through, and they let you know, and they're very.
Do you want to bet super terrific happy over?
Yeah, but it's not like that at all. And then they've got lots of other options too, and they're reputable. Mm. And I vetted them, and but it still sucks. You still get a little pang of, I don't want to do this. But like any betting site, when you get there, it's not just the Super Bowl. You know, do you pick Atlanta? Do you pick New England? There were prop bets, but they weren't the prop bets we read on the news you may not need. They were prop bets that were legitimate prop
sensible.
Bets. Like, and the one that kind of I got a gut on, I was going to bet on Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, all right, there's a bet that pays 7-1.
Oh, I know which one this is already. Whoa.
You know what the bet is?
Oh, yeah.
What's the bet?
7-1 is overtime.
No.
Oh.
7-1 was what player?
I'm sorry.
What player scores the first touchdown?
Oh my God, that is dangerous, Mike.
It's a very dangerous bet, but that's why you know. That's why you know my little wager would get me 7-1, and I won't mention the numbers. $10,000. No.
The
fact is that the 7-1 bet. So I picked Julio Jones because I said, okay, high powered, supercharged offense.
Right.
Your star receiver for Matt Ryan. And,
the math adds
up. And for someone who played a little fantasy football, Devontae Freeman during the rest of the season, okay, when he had these like superlative starts, and then he just crapped out. So every time I pick Devontae Freeman, and to be honest with you, every time I pick anybody on the effing Falcons, I got boned. So anyway,
sideways.
The first thing, so the judge, I'm leaving the party, right?
Oh, and you're at the judge's house?
And I told the, yeah, no, we were at another house, but the judge was there also. Okay?
Danny, do you want to be good?
I tell the judge about my prop bet, right? And he loves the schadenfreude with me so much.
Oh, boy.
That I'm walking out, and I said, well, It's obviously I'm gonna know early on whether this bet and of course even the coin toss will have relevance to me. And so we're leaving, right? And I bet on Julio Jones for Atlanta scoring the first touchdown. And we're walking, we're halfway down the street. It's me, Carla, a little guy on his tricycle, and we're walking away. The judge comes like down the drive and goes, Hey, listen. Hey, you're Falcons. They won the toss. And it's like, I'm like, oh good, Mike, good. But he didn't come to say that. He said, but they deferred to New England. And he walked back into the house. That's the way they roll. That's the way my friends roll. That's the way my friends roll. So I walk faster. I'm like, Carla, let's walk faster. I want to see the kickoff. And I get there. And then, what, like 3-and-out or something? And they had the opportunity. And then it was another 3-and-out, then another 3-and-out. And then I'm sitting there going, you know, Matt Ryan, okay, come on. You got a few chances. Tom Brady's going to bite you in the ass eventually here.
Yeah.
But he wasn't biting them in the ass in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get down inside the 10-yard line. And I'm super.
Red zone.
And as it turned out, they used my guy, Julio Jones, for bait.
Yep.
He went in motion. I'm like, oh, this is the play action. This is it's gonna be in his bread basket. Yep. This is gonna be the
Carla!
Big win. So it started and,
poor Carla.
I watched that whole thing proceed knowing what your bet was, and I said to Carrie, let's move further from Florida. Right now, because the quote that he texted me, and this is what made
the game was actually over for me at that point. I could give a rat's ass.
I had to wipe my computer screen off because I did spit water. Mike texts me, haven't looked in yet, but if Julio Jones scores the first touchdown of the game, I will be retiring.
Oh my God.
And so when that happened, it was just like, okay, I got the, you know, the feeling of foreboding, but at the same time, I knew because I also put a bet on him being the MVP. I thought it'd be a big Julio Jones.
What were the odds of that?
Less
really?
Odds than that. I don't know what it was. I forgot.
How many bets total are we talking about?
Three bets. Win bet, MVP bet, and first touchdown.
You would have, I guess, hypothetically, going into the half, you would have been
be honest with you, Kennedy, I'm out. $150 today. That's how
all
much
right.
I'm out.
Still, Mike.
That's it. Yeah.
Pennies make the dollars.
Gambling is not
he always knows what to say,
Oscar
doesn't he?
Doesn't like me gambling, which is funny. Mm-mm. It's just not. And then I was like, well, at least I will get the even bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll get your $50.
And that, and then so I had that feeling. So when
so I had that going for me.
When they had the miracle comeback. It was not only, you know, hey, you lost all your bets, but it's also the Patriots. And I was like Bob Kraft up there with his, like, blue, you know, his blue
still the
shirt
white
and his
collar.
White
sober.
Collar.
Sober
you know,
Bob, like, Bob Kraft.
Yeah, here I am, Bob Kraft. Oh, you got another win, Bob. How great is that for you? How wonderful is that? You know, so when I put my post up,
yes.
for those of you that would like to hear what it said, let me see if I can translate.
Oh, I saw it.
Because this is so, and I saw you too.
Dad's not happy.
You always like to counterpoint me.
I didn't write on there.
Media.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You say it was a good game.
That wasn't to you.
Comeback or something.
That has nothing to do with you. That is my personal opinion on my wall.
I know.
I countered you.
I take it personally. 12 hours ago, I write this. I said, that was the most amazing comeback in the history of black, blah, barf, bummer, Ever, Bella S, crap, boring, Melch, yucky, Trump.
Your grammar was perfect.
Yeah.
And there were, what was wonderful about that thread is, much like the show, there were people who got it.
Yep.
Because the gist of that post was, yeah, blah, blah, blah. That's how I felt. I wasn't feeling joy. And immediately I get the people saying, hey, Mike, did you get a tranquilizer dart in your neck? Duh! You know, it's like, no, that's not the bit dope, stupid, not drunk, not having aphasia. You know what I mean?
Mike, they have to operate at the level they've got.
They do, and they have to jump right in, saying, hey,
but they must always be included.
Look, it's
they
a big one. Mike's posting. You know?
And by the way, you got plenty of people that got it, that understood what I was saying. And, you know, and it's like, it was just like, then people, the other people, there were the different degrees of people getting it, okay? The people that get it would say something along the lines of, I feel the exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. It's like, I didn't make any sense, but they understood I was going, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, blah, blah.
And then you got the people that said, hey, Mike, what's the matter? Are you drinking? You know, that type of thing. And then you got the people that start, like, discussing the game with me.
Yeah,
like,
they want to have a real sit-down.
X's and A's.
That's not what I
Let's talk
meant.
About that third quarter.
I'll That's be over a, in 20 you know, minutes with a chalkboard.
Right. And so it was just, you know, and that's that. I felt neither tremendous angst nor great joy. And if I did feel any angst, it would have been that I had a little riding on the game. But other than that, there was a, you know, and I don't like to see, I like the underdogs. Alan Wentzel, our good friend Alan Wentzel, wrote something about, you know, the Cubs. I want to thank the Cubs for, you know, for showing that the underdogs can win the big game. Everybody likes, if you're not
it's
from
more
the
fun.
Region and you're not a lifelong fan, then I think most Americans want the underdogs to win. That's the way
I agree with you. It would have been nice. But in a weird way, when the Patriots were getting blown out in the first half, mm-hmm. I said, can somebody do something to make this interesting? And then Lady Gaga did, because that
she
halftime
did.
Show was.
Yeah, let's come back and talk about
phenomenal.
That because, and then I would like to also ask the question, did I miss anything? Because I was not aware of anything. I had seen the Melissa McCarthy commercial earlier online
mm-hmm.
in the week, which I thought was extremely funny. Other than that, I was not aware of any really
We should
good
discuss.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of there was a couple clever spots, but we'll talk about it. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was
Mr.
maybe
Clean.
The worst year for commercials in a long time.
Horrible. We'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob Mayer here. No Joe Robinson. We just did the TMOS show, and Joe ran out of here. So we're going to replace Joe, but I like the name Rob and Joe Show. So the first person to replace Joe will be you, Rob Spiewak. Give me your best Joe.
I had to go. I had to get out of here.
Okay, hilarious. Oscar, go ahead. Give me your Joe.
I don't have a gig this Saturday, so I'm going into hiding.
Don't say gig this Saturday. Say gig this entire year.
I won't have a gig for the rest of the year, but I've got a hot young girlfriend.
And Rob's more talented than me.
Spiewak,
you're fired, Santana. You got the job. Rob and Joe Show, starring Rob Mayer and Oscar Santana. New episodes every week. RobandJoeShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes. We're the best show ever. Suck it, Joe. Hey, Oscar.
2018 is going to be better.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vista Print. You know there is nothing better than handing someone your card. It is a classy move, and it makes a dynamite first impression, ladies and gentlemen. And this Vistaprint deal remains unbeatable. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. Rob, when you are reaching for those cards, mm-hmm. when I'm doing the commercials, can you make it more obvious that you have one? It takes you 14 minutes to, like, start arranging things, and I never know until, like, I'm deep into this spot.
I thought you enjoyed the excitement of it, but I will
know. I don't like the waiting.
Okay.
I kinda like
the waiting is the hardest part.
We're talking about 500 business cards for just $9.99. 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. Do you have one today?
I don't. No, I do. I'm kidding. Matt Wilbert really did this smart. He has a website, and it's called mywishlist.com.
And what's my list miss? I'm sorry, mylistmas.com. So if you want to put
like
up a
listmas, yeah, like Christmas.
So it's you can use your Christmas list, but it's all year round. I mean, if you want to do like your wedding registry, all that stuff, it is a way you can register a list on the net. So if people want to see what you need or want, you can do it. He has these beautiful two-sided cards, but he goes there to Vistaprint. What else does he buy? Stickers. Who doesn't love stickers? So, I mean, they
stickers
do everything.
Stickers on my Mercedes.
My Mercedes.
But it is mylistmas.com. Thank you, Matt Wilbur, for doing all that stuff through Vistaprint.
Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint. They are easy, 100% user-friendly, and they always look sensational. Now, they have the best customer service as well. Great quality, your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy, Vistaprint will make it right. That's why they've been in business for as long as they have. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you're going to get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Just send Rob your card, too, if you want to get it on the show. It's Rob at Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 2007. Send your Vistaprint card to him. Visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use the promo code TMOS at checkout. And we thank you. Okay, so are we unified with Gaga?
Yes.
Are we unified that we all like
so.
The show?
I thought it was fantastic.
And did you know we had a connection between the show and that performance in Houston?
Really?
What? Yes. I was actually fortunate enough, and I talked to you guys about this when I went to Disney Springs with a melee of people.
Mm-hmm.
I witnessed those drones basically running through an audition and practicing.
Oh, I didn't melee the same.
Is it a melee of people? Hold on. Is it what's a melee of people?
A melee is a fight. So
a
we're
melee
the,
is
were
a fight.
The drones fighting?
We had to fight through the crowds at Disney Springs. That's why
nice
I didn't go to any Disney Springs. Yes.
Right. Is Disney Springs in like Orlando?
It's in Disney World, yes.
It's a resort, right?
Yeah, resort. Mm-hmm. So the Intel drones that were used for the Lady Gaga halftime show were being fine-tuned at Disney Springs above the water there, above that little man-made lake, and that's the show they were putting on over and over and over and over again. Now, they didn't show the exact same program, but when you have 500 drones and you're kind of fine-tuning,
what did the drones do?
They provided a lighted backdrop to Gaga when she was on the roof of the stadium. But the thing is because of the distance of them behind her, they were slightly out of focus, and they just provided this weird sort of UFO-looking lighted backdrop.
They did all the stars.
Yeah,
in the
so
back
they
of
did the
those
stars.
Those were drones,
and they did
micro
the flag
drones.
And it
those
was
were micro drones.
Yes, 500 plus.
I was looking at it, and I'm thinking, God, is that CGI?
See, that's where I was in my computer, and I was like, wasn't paying attention to all that.
Oh, it was unreal. And then Robert was the one who went into his phone. He said, "Dad, they're drones." I
yes,
said, shut up, son.
So that so Intel was. They were rehearsing this at Disney World.
Wow.
Live. Because I remember watching them there. I said, I've never seen anything like that before. And it was, but it was also Disney World. So you just get to see technology and you see shows. I thought it was just one of these shows they put on that I had heard about a long time ago, like in the trades. It said, fireworks will be out of date within 10 years because
here's
these drones are safer.
Here's something you're going to find surprising. Yeah.
Yes.
I thought it was very cool that she didn't get controversial.
I love
that
too.
She didn't try to make it, that she did not try to make it. And believe it or not, that's me talking, because I was kind of like, that to me would have been a little trite, because so many people expected her to do that. And it was just
but
that,
now
think,
we don't
enough
know where she lines up politically, so it's a mystery.
I thought, the idea that she, the way that show was choreographed, where you have her coming from the roof down to the taller platform, and then you have her coming from the platform, spinning around, getting back to the floor, dancing, then going to another platform, dancing, then playing at the piano, and then jumping off that platform into the crowd.
Yes.
I mean, talk about stamina, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
that is
unreal.
This is the way I look at it, okay? Look, she's a well-compensated artist. There's no question about that. But the stage is such a large one. It is such a hyped performance. Probably the biggest musically hype performance of the year every year. And to know that when you get that incredible platform, that you're going to work your ass off for the time you're on, because it's a brief time that she's on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all in on her. I'm like, that's fantastic. That's a great bar to have people like Bruno Mars and Beyonce and Lady Gaga. And Gaga, as far as effort and what she put in, and people are like, oh, I still don't think she can sing. I would defy the person. Hold on. There's a few people. You know, a lot of people comment
haters.
On social media. The people. But the thing I would say is go out and try that choreography and then get up and sing a ballad at a piano after you've done that kind of dancing. I thought her stamina and just the physical fitness that was required to do that, I thought was awesome. And she writes great songs.
Yeah.
Were you, as I was,
surprised at how much Lady Gaga music you knew?
I was stunned at it.
Yeah.
I'm like, boy, oh, that one?
Yeah.
That one. And then, you know, at the end, if I would have wanted something else, I think I probably wouldn't have minded a little more of the costume changes because she's known for that.
Yeah.
I was a little disappointed in that. I thought that was kind of mundane. That actually, for her, that really, we didn't get what we... And she's come on, you know, the stage where... We are known to expect that of Lady Gaga.
Especially in Houston, where you have big beef.
Yeah, you wanted her in the meat suit.
Meat dress.
You wanted her in the meat suit. I was actually, that was the only part that I was kind of bummed at.
A lot of people,
other than that, I thought it was a great performance.
I thought it was fantastic. A lot of people said, well, it wasn't as good as Prince or it wasn't as good as Springsteen.
F them.
But here's why I think this is the next level performance. Because it was one person, there was no...
You got too crazy. You said it was the greatest.
I thought it was the greatest. I thought it was the best halftime show. I agree with them, yes. And I can tell you why. Because
I
she
love me
used
Bruno Mars.
She
love
used the Bruno space Mars. Better than Bruno Mars did, though.
Okay.
Bruno Mars right. didn't have like aerial shots where you saw all yeah. those paid
extras. We just
extras
didn't know Bruno Mars was as talented as
doing
he is.
The choreography.
Here's how
He's
I
very
felt about
good.
It. You hear me all the time saying, hey, where are the superstars? You got one in Lady Gaga. You got one in Bruno Mars. You got one in Beyonce. You have to be honest with that. And I... Yes, go ahead.
The show was just Lady Gaga.
That's
there wasn't anyone else.
No, I'm not diminishing it. I'm not diminishing it at all. I thought that it was great. I think, was it the greatest of all time? I think that on average that, you probably could make a case for that, but I'm not a big, halftime show person.
Well, it's getting better,
and I love it when somebody raises the bar. I think that's awesome.
It's a very niche category because what it is, it's you have to have a superstar that's willing to do what they do for 12 and a half minutes, and that's tough.
Didn't Tony Bennett do something like right before? Like
he's
in a Pepsi commercial, right?
Yeah, well, they had people counting down.
It was Pepsi One.
Oh,
and somebody goes, 5, 4, 3, 2, and then Tony Zero.
Pepsi Zero.
Was it Pepsi Zero?
Yeah, because
so Tony Bennett comes on and goes, Zero.
Zero.
Hey.
And you know how they got that piece of tape?
That's it for him. How about Zero? How about time he has left on
the stage? I was going to say, that's what they asked him to get the tape. Right. How much time you got, Tony?
Zero, right. Baby.
Zero.
So, it was a great performance. Mm. It gave Atlanta time to really regroup.
From a viewing experience, I said, finally, something to be excited about, right? Because the eight people that were at Dodds, we just said, there's nothing you could say. It was so great.
Did you invite Mac?
No.
Good.
Here's the thing that was great. It was just her. It was a straight-ahead performance. Mm-hmm. It was pure talent.
No sharks.
And I love pure talent. And she's got, I'll tell you, you can like her, you cannot like her. If you can't make any case that the lady doesn't have tremendous talent. And it was all her, and she worked hard.
Yeah,
and
man.
She put a lot of rehearsal into it. I give it a 10. I think it was fantastic.
We've swayed you.
We brought you on.
Well, no, I just didn't think it was I don't know. I'd have to go back and look at other performances and like Prince, for example, and just say Prince in the Rain, where you're like going, man, he's like, getting through that. Yeah. And I like him as
maybe
an artist.
Maybe he didn't
better.
Know it was raining because now we know a few things about Prince. Yeah.
Okay. And apparently, Mike, when you're doing your research, someone brought up the fact that Super Bowl IV had Carol Channing. So make sure you look at that.
Yeah. Poker face. Nah.
Carol Channing sings Lady Gaga. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back and talk about those hysterical commercials. Not. Hi, Barb. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Valentine's Day. The one holiday where you can show that special someone just how much you care. Fancy cards and chocolates are nice, but what is the best way to show your affection? Comedy. A TMOS bonus show package is the perfect way to say I love you. For less than 5 cents a show, you get an extra hour of funny every week for one full year. Click on the bonus show banner at MikeOmiraShow.com today and get ready to giggle with your main squeeze. Nothing's sexier than laughter. Get your bonus package today. Thank you.
I love that, huh?
Jim Amato. Wow. Churning them out. Thank you, Jimmy
How
Boy.
About that? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Movement Watches, MVMT. Movement Watches, woo! Founded on the belief that style should not break the bank. True story. The company was started by two broke college kids that wanted to wear stylish watches but could not afford them. So they started their own watch company. We all love our Movement watches, yes. And you will love yours. Remember, Movement watches start at just $95. At a department store, the same watch is going to set you back $400 to $500. How so? Well, remember that middleman? Remember that?
He's pesky.
Movement figured out that selling online eliminates that guy and the retail markup. Classic design, quality construction, and it's styled minimalism. With they've got 500,000 watches sold in over 160 countries. And they're always at the best possible price. They're beautiful watches. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to MVMTwatches.com/TMOS. And Movement watches make a great Valentine's gift for him or her.
Yes.
This watch has a really clean design, and I've been getting the compliments on it.
Right over here.
I love this watch.
Woo!
It's wonderful.
Beautiful.
You're going to love it, too. I get compliments. Now's the time to step up your watch game. Go to movementwatches.com/TMOS and join the movement. And do it today, ladies and gentlemen.
Do it.
Welcome back to the show. Yes, when you watch the game solo and you're not at a big party, one of the advantages is you're going to dive into the commercials. Here's where they've lost me. It seems like 4 or 5 years ago, you would have the first commercial break on the Super Bowl, and you would be guaranteed that you'd have 1, 2, 3, 4 hysterically funny commercials. So now it's just, we've got more money than Jesus, we can afford it, and we put whatever on there we want. The commercials this year were non-existent as far as comedy is concerned. There was one with Melissa McCarthy that I thought was really
funny.
But
it was way deep in the game.
Deep
you know, if you have a spot that's that funny, that should be in the first quarter.
It's like, why did they? I think that the advertisers that get that, they don't realize, these ad agencies, that they're cutting their nose off to spite their face, because they are, by providing these mundane, boring commercials where they're not funny, people are now tuning out. They've blown it. And I don't think it's laziness. I think it's just they're trying to be too clever. And then the ones that were you know, you got to have, I think, more volume of funny. You're going to assure that a couple of them really hit the mark. And there was nothing. You're telling me Dancing with Mr. Clean?
Mr. Clean, though. That's
sexy,
why it's
Mr.
funny.
Clean. Oh, my God.
Yeah, none of the commercials really resonated with me either.
I don't remember any of them.
The lens I look at these commercials through is really impact, right?
Sure.
What type of dollars or what type of impact they're making. And for some reason, and we mentioned this during the week leading up to the Super Bowl, where we hadn't seen any blockbuster commercials outside of maybe a few leaks.
You had mentioned that. I remember that, right.
And maybe this is why, because there weren't any.
Don't leak
there
anything
any
that isn't great.
Year.
Right?
And the thing is, there were new commercials. They put
the
money
T-Mobile
into
was doubling
new,
down.
Yeah.
T-Mobile was horrible. And by the way, is that the guy that left Verizon? Is that the guy, or whoever, the guy with the glasses?
Yeah.
Whoever the guy is that left the company.
Can you hear me now?
That shows you how much impact.
And T-Mobile also had the Snoop and Martha commercial.
And they had the commercial with Justin Bieber.
Oh, that was them too. That's right.
That was like, and wow. At least they were trying something, but it was horrible.
And you
it
know what? Another problem with these spots. Even the spot, one or two that I liked, and I liked the yearbook spot, where the old pictures of the celebrities were in their yearbook.
That was cool.
And they computer generated.
Yeah.
It was more clever than funny. But I had to, this morning, look up and see who it was a commercial for.
Who was it for?
It was for Honda.
Honda.
But that's so weird that, you know, what is, I mean.
They make cars.
Task one and engines. Task one for a commercial is not to entertain. It's to sell. And if you can't come away,
I want a Doritos check.
At the Super Bowl, it's a different rule. At the Super Bowl, I've always believed you got to entertain.
But
that's
shouldn't you at
job.
Least be able to pull away what the client was?
Because you'll remember, because you'll get all the hype around it as well as the commercial itself.
I miss the
and
horses.
Just was, thing. Budweiser. Too.
I like them.
You're a mook.
Well, then color me mook, too. I love you the Clydesdales.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry to get your Clydesdales.
The horses Dalmatian with the white socks on.
He's very pretty.
I like, you want to know one of my all-time favorites? Is the guy, it's either Bud Light and Miller, or it's Pepsi and whatever it is. It's the work truck guy that goes
those
into
were fun as
the
well.
Convenience
store. That was a Pepsi spot.
And actually grabs Pepsi instead of Coke, and he's got his Coke, and they all fall out of. I love that.
And it's huge. It's a
funny.
Great. It's a
situational
great. Yeah, I like that
it
one.
It was funny, and it did, but it was, you know.
They should have been better, Mike. Boring. They should have been better.
I can't wait until next year when Boomer Esiason, they will host a special, and they will show us all the great Super Bowl ads. So they'll break it down for us then. Yeah. Then we'll
how
know.
Much, I mean, this year, some ridiculous, insane amount of money.
$5 million. Per spot.
Was it $5 million?
$5 million.
Oh, God.
$5 million.
Yeah.
I sat there, I was like, well, there's another five. I wonder if T-Mobile will get.
And also, don't you think it should be against the rules? And let's make rules. It should be against the rules. Movie commercials should not be allowed because movie commercials are already, you know, the video already exists. Film exists.
This is where I get a little, I guess my radar goes up about the BS and the demand for those commercials. There were so many movie commercials. And then I started.
And
I
app commercials.
I didn't do the math, but as far as movies are concerned, Fox owns a movie studio, right?
Sure.
So are they just promoting their own movies because they couldn't sell?
Might be
they couldn't
like
sell
that.
All that's of the ads at the $5 million ad rate?
Speaking of movies, I actually took one in this weekend. Saw Split. You know, the
oh, John how McAvoy. Was it?
Solid.
No, it's Michael McAvoy. I don't know who the McAvoy would have
been. White guy.
That,
Michael McIntosh is in it, isn't it?
James McAvoy.
Yes. Really,
James
really
McAvoy.
Well done. James McAvoy.
Thank
really,
you.
Really, really
Rofo.
Pretty solid, but then kind of squirrely at the end. And yet, we were curious coming out.
Carla posted a question about it.
Well, I didn't get it either. I'm not going to spoil the ending other than
I want to go
it was
see
something
it.
That confused me, and I'd love clarity on it because I didn't know what it was
all
about.
I can tell you is this, Mike, and this won't spoil it for anybody.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
Now,
Rofo,
why did you mention his
don't
name?
Don't ruin it for us.
No, because
well, Rob just did. Rob just did it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
That's the end of, what is it, Sign or whatever?
Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
That's the whole plot of The Sixth Sense. Yes, spoiler alert for a movie 15
years old. Yeah, but you
know
the ending based on what you just said, right?
I don't. I don't know anything about
it. Well, then why did you bring that name up?
Because The Sixth Sense is an obvious joke to ruin any movie.
I think Mike's giving it away now.
Yeah, you just ruined
no,
it,
No, that screw you, Rofo. That's so not true. Rofo, did you see the movie?
Yeah, I loved it.
Okay, Rofo, let me ask you this. The fact that he brought that name up, doesn't it seem a little weird, like a little out there that he brought that name up?
I think it's weird to you because of the lens you're looking at it through.
What are the odds of him bringing up that name, though?
Well, I mean, that is the most in the last 10 years.
Probably 7
biggest twisted
all right,
ending.
All right, okay.
Biggest
I'm sorry,
twist ending.
Oscar, my sincere apologies. I know you want to go see the movie. Want to block your ears? Go ahead.
too late. I already know what you're talking about.
Rob, that's the guy.
Spoiler alert.
He has a cameo at the end.
Does he really?
Bruce Willis?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And I don't. Rofo, did you get it? Rofo, please explain.
I'm not a jerk for that. I'm a jerk
for other reasons. We're turning it down for the spoiler alert. If you're listening now, don't go see Split because we're ruining it for you. Rofo, did you get it? Why was he in there at the end?
I looked it up at the end, and it's a callback to another M. Night Shyamalan movie from 2000 where Bruce Willis was in that. It was Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson in the movie Unbreakable.
And M. Night Shyamalan made the
Shyamalan. I never saw
Shyamalan.
I never saw it either.
I never saw Unbreakable.
Well, so you can look it up now. It holds up, Mike. You'll love it.
And apparently,
probably would.
Yeah. And apparently, it's based on a 3-part thriller comic book series, of which Split is part 2 and Unbreakable was part 1.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, you know, and sorry
thanks
now.
Thanks for nothing.
Back up. No, but hey, can I tell you this, Oscar? Oscar, you know why I really did that?
Yes.
Because ultimately, it will not affect your enjoyment of the movie.
Well, that's what you say now.
No, it really won't.
I've seen Unbreakable. I know what happens there.
No.
I got a prequel to that.
I mean this sincerely. Go see it. I liked it. It was okay. It wasn't great, but I liked it. But I don't. It will in no way impact. Rofo, am I right about that? It will in no way impact his enjoyment of the movie.
Absolutely. James McAvoy's performance is very, very good.
Did your girlfriend like the movie?
She did.
Good.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, she did.
Oh my God. Oh yeah. It was a.
It's just like us. But
you
we're
know
back
sad
together.
About me, though?
What?
What's sad about me is now. Do you know now I'm a little phobic in movie theaters?
About what?
I'm a little phobic in movie theaters because I just feel uneasy.
Oh, really?
Of all the crazy crap that goes on.
Oh, yeah, but Mike, you're surrounded by octogenarians. They're not going to roll in there that way.
Oh, no, you know what?
Not Saturday. Not Saturday.
That's the most dangerous thing. Yeah. Because I had two words for you. Sword cane.
What?
Yep. Yep.
Was Saturday Swing. Night? Was Saturday night MS-13 night?
There was a creepy. There were 1, 2, 3, 4. There were 5 people in this theater. We went to the 5 o'clock showing, and then we had a dinner engagement that night. Mm-hmm. So we had a sitter guy, got there at 4:30. We went to the 5 o'clock movie, and there was this twitchy guy who came into the theater, this empty theater, and this parks his ass directly behind us and was twitching.
Hi, this is the internet, Steve Mermelstein.
It was Steve Mermelstein.
No. Trench coat.
I was oblivious to the fact that this gentleman was in back of me.
Right.
And then right towards the end of the film, I hear this. I'm like, what the hell is that? And there was a guy, his feet were like right next to my head. And he was, and there was no one in the theater. And then after the movie, Carly said, yeah, you didn't see that guy before? I said, no, not until he twitched. And then he got up like, with 15 minutes left in the movie, and he just split.
Because he was done.
Well, he knew he wasn't going to understand.
Name drop.
Name drop. Well, nothing in that movie. Well, there was a little bit in that movie.
No, he's looking at you and Carla.
But then he left, and then Carla said, you didn't see him before? She said, yeah. She said, I went to the ladies' room, and when I was coming back right before the movie started, he kind of ran past me. I said, you didn't pay attention to him? I said, no, I was maybe looking at my phone. Or
were his pants tented?
It's just I get a creep vibe in the theater easily now. I get a creepy vibe in the
I don't think you're alone, Mike, but if you're talking about target-rich environments, I don't think a 4 o'clock showing is going to do anything for you.
I don't know. I think a theater that has...
It's going to be a crowded midnight showing. Right?
No. I think a less crowded theater is a worse environment.
3 people?
Yeah, because you know what?
I'm sure these maniacs that have mental issues are really going, I'm going to get 3 people. They want to make the biggest impact
possible.
No,
they're saying, not as many witnesses.
Well, I want to say...
Let me put my feet by this guy's head.
It was a lot of fun, and then we went out with our new friends, Issa and Gina, and
nice.
Had a great time there. Got a wonderful Greek and Arab couple, and they were a fan. He's Arab Christian, which people think all Arabs are Muslim.
Oh, how cool.
He's an Arab Christian, and he was hysterical talking about their wedding and all the kind of traditions
they
had
to do. Do they have big weddings?
They had, not only do they have big weddings,
big fat
he
ones.
Says
big
the
fat
tradition.
Arab weddings.
Yes.
The tradition on his side of the family, he said, I've got a really big family. The tradition apparently is their family, the Arab family, they all go to the bride's house before the wedding to collect the bride and take her to the church.
Nice.
That's the way they do it. Like, are you ready?
Yeah.
Like 250 people.
What?
Oh, he had me cracked
in this
up.
Country. We call
I
that a mob.
I was doubling over. I was laughing so hard at this story.
Hey, your
he's
mom's
talking
here.
About all this crap Pick they do. Up. They kill. They slaughter a lamb. They do all this stuff.
So I mean, it's like they don't like do buses, do they? It's like a parade of cars.
I don't know. I didn't get into the minutiae of it, but it was
this
pretty
guy.
Goddamn funny.
Do they get shuttles from Chariots for Hire?
I don't know. Can you imagine that though?
The real Chariots.
But he also indicated that her father was kind of a tough sell.
Oh, really?
Not a big fan.
Oh,
not
I bet.
Fan. The quote I may bet. Have been over my dead body. I believe.
Oh, no.
Here's some Windex.
But then he came around on him.
Yeah.
So everything works out with the world. And she was funny. Very funny people. It's nice to meet a new couple to go out and laugh throughout
and that's
my
awesome.
Dinner.
Multicultural.
Really yeah.
Multicultural. He said, I think at some point in the evening, the whole idea, yeah, you can say you have a friend who's an Arab.
It's also
and
important.
Then I looked at him and I went, it's a lot of fun. That was a joke. It was a little joke. I mean,
Mike, it's also important for your son to be exposed to other cultures. Because really,
he was with the babysitter. But
well,
she's Hispanic.
Well,
so
see, there you go. You know? The point stands. Right. The point stands.
Yeah.
And then we went to the Cocoonville Super Bowl pre-party, and that was multicultural. If your multicultural is white, old,
every age was represented.
Teenage son, hey, bonus, old, white, Canadian, yay. All right, so lots of fun. It was great. Good time was had by all. Spectacular. And the dogs ate a chicken carcass and pooped all over the house all weekend.
Nice.
Other than that, pretty good little Super Bowl weekend. No problem at all. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun.
Chicken
more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm in if you're down to get down. Hola, Oscar.
¿Cómo estás, Miguel?
Muy bien. Hey, enough of this Spanish. Let me tell everybody that even though the summer's over, you can still hear the Mike O'Mara Show Monday through Friday right here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. That's for whether you speak Spanish or English. Am I right, Oscar?
Sí.
Join us every weeknight on 97.1 The Wave.
Tu estación para la playa.
That means your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. This time of year, you might be tempted to visit the same old mattress store in search of the same old bed just because it's on sale. Don't do that. Please, please hear my voice here. Pay attention to me. I have a lot of household products, but none that I value more than my Sleep Number bed. You can come to the Sleep Number store and discover a bed that adjusts to every curve and contour of your body. And I don't think they talk enough about the durability of the bed. It is so incredibly durable. This is my bed, the amazing Sleep Number bed, and I love talking about it. Right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, you can save 50% on their innovative limited edition bed. The Sleep Number bed lets me choose my ideal comfort on each side. Carla has her side, I have mine. It's a perfect bed for couples. With optional Sleep IQ technology inside, it'll track your sleep and let you know how you're doing. And you see how life affects your sleep and how sleep affects your life. Sleep Number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power for 2 years in a row. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 95. And I feel great. Nice. There's never been a better time to visit a Sleep Number store. Save 50% on a limited edition bed during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Plus, Queen C2 mattresses are now only $599.99. Did you hear me? That is $599.99. That is an incredible deal. You only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-511-0061. And be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. And a lot of them have those little forms you can fill out.
Fill out the form.
And put TMOS in there, too. Thank you.
News.
M. Night Shyamalan's latest horror movie, Split, the one I saw this weekend, won the box office for a third straight week. It took in $14.6 million, Mr. Powers. That is his first movie to do that since The Sixth Sense in 99. Wow, I didn't know that he waited that long to have a big hit. Mm. The new horror flick, Rings, came in second with $13 million. Here are the top 10. I'll give you the top five. La La Land had $7.5 million. Hidden Figures, $10.1 million. A Dog's Purpose, $10.8 million. Rings, $13 million. That's the new one. And Split with $14.6 million.
Hey, you know, with their fifth Super Bowl victory, I think Tom Brady could have a movie called Rings, couldn't he? Hey, one Bobby for every finger.
How you doing? We're the Breakfast Flakes. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. Chili Cookoff coming Saturday.
Sure.
Thank you very
much. Go out and get a part of that.
This news story is for my dear friend, Mr. James Cerrito. I love the Facebook Live, Jimmy, when you're showing him make a EQ making the lobster lobster salad for the lobster rolls. Black Sabbath ended their touring career on Saturday night, performing their final show in Birmingham, England. That's where the band formed back in 1968. Nearly 50 years ago.
My man.
They finished off the show with Paranoid. Good choice.
That is
that.
A good one.
Ozzy Osbourne thanked fans, and balloons and confetti came down from the rafters. Even though this is the end for Sabbath, Ozzy will continue to perform as a solo artist, and I'm sure he'll do Sabbath songs, right?
I think he always has, yeah.
Ozzy, sad day, Ozzy. 50 years, hell of a run. That's the way I look at it.
I think John Goose is very sad about it.
All right, are you ready for the... hey, Rob.
Hey, Mike.
Are you ready for the list of interesting facts from Super Bowl 51?
You know, I think a lot of people were tuning into the big game yesterday.
I've actually taken my satchel full of Super Bowl facts, and I've whittled it down to just three.
We had to go to the grocery store yesterday and to piss Robert off every time I saw someone that worked at Giant. I said, hey, are you excited about the big game?
What?
Sure.
And Robert just goes, Dad!
Stop it. God, you're embarrassing me. Stop.
So top three facts.
Top three facts, here we go. In the fourth quarter, the win probability in the fourth quarter, the win probability for the Atlanta Falcons, this will make their fans feel better.
Yeah.
99.6%.
Wow.
Also, the Falcons led for 41 minutes, 18 seconds of Game Time. How about that? Isn't that something?
Would you just look at that?
And here's a very simple fact, but you might not have thought about it, but I do, because that's my job.
Sure.
The Patriots didn't lead until they won.
Hey, but you know, they started out the game tied.
What?
But anyway, if you want to delve deep into it, there were 24 new Super Bowl records set, a lot of them by Tom Brady.
Sure.
Moody.
Hey, they call him GOAT, greatest of all time.
Yes, sir.
Also loves the Caps.
Sure does.
Here comes Mrs. O'Mara.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she does.
Oh, I forgot my phone. Want to say hi to the guys for a second here? How did you?
Happy Monday.
Hi, Carl.
Hey, Carl.
Oh, yeah, Carl's hungover.
How did you enjoy the game?
I didn't watch it.
There you go. Oh, thank you.
You're in your 30s. Don't give up on life.
There you go.
Come on.
Very good.
It's good advice.
Isn't that lovely? You know how Target has those giant red concrete balls in front of their stores?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you know about that? Have you seen them?
I've seen them.
Have you driven by them?
Do they teach those?
Do they teach you that in school?
Brad.
In theory, they're supposed to stop cars from ramming into the
safety
front of the
first.
Store.
That's right.
I didn't really know that. I always thought they were kind of decorative.
Sure. Ornamental, if you will. Don't they look great out there? Huh?
Well, their sole purpose. Their sole purpose is to actually prevent cars from driving into the store. But it's basically the opposite of what happened in Paramus, New Jersey in November.
Paramus, that's the home of the Paramus Mall. One of the premier shopping malls in these great United States.
Okay, stop it, please. Yes. A guy in a pickup truck was leaving a Target parking lot when he sideswiped one of the balls. And even though it weighs two... Even though it weighs 2 tons...
Oh, my God.
The hit of the car dislodged it from its base. Oh. And it started rolling into the parking lot.
Like the first part of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Like pinball.
A woman. Oh, this is so sad. I feel so bad. Even the woman's name. A woman named Eileen Grady happened to be driving through at that moment, poor dear. The ball smashed into the side of her car. It made a huge dent that would cost about $3,500 to repair. Ugh. But Target says it won't pay for it.
What?
Oh, my God.
They told Eileen she should go after the guy who hit the ball and jarred it loose. No, is to Kimmy Butumbo. No.
Nice pull. Nice.
You got to do the liability. She's planning to sue Target in small claims court.
Good.
Well, I would say if the ball's... Rob, I would say if the ball's 2 tons, weighs 2 tons, that's not a very small claim. Am I right?
That's a big one. Let's go to the weather center.
Why no weather? Today should be a day off of work, but it's not. So now we have to go back to the stressful pressure cooker of our jobs and hear Linda's thoughts on the Super Bowl commercials. She probably liked the Skittles one. Classic Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
This is just a fictitious character. Anyway, a new survey found the 4 things that stresses out the most at work, and they are heavy workloads and crazy deadlines, 33%, mm-hmm. demanding and unrealistic bosses.
Huh?
22%.
That was awful. I want it now.
Victory.
Work life balance.
Yes. Balance.
22%, and our coworkers. 15%.
You know what stresses me out at work? When Linda skips her shower.
Thank you.
The
survey also found the 5 cities with the most stressed out workers are Salt Lake City, Des Moines, Iowa.
Both of those surprise me.
Boston, Cleveland, and New York. There they are.
Poor
Cleveland. Cleveland just can't catch a break, huh?
Oh, I think enough good has happened to them.
You think lately?
The championships,
I suppose.
Well, now a little something. Two 28-year-old guys went into a Bed Bath & Beyond in Clifton, New Jersey last Monday, not last month. Hopped into a bed that was being used for a display and got it on!
Yeah, boy!
Ruh-roh.
Not clear if any of the other customers saw them, but an employee did, and he called the cops. They came and arrested the guys, but that wasn't the end of the adventure because as the cops were booking them, they found out that one of the guys guys had scabies.
Oh!
That is a rough find.
I'm not really familiar with scabies. It says here they are...
Flaky skin, right?
They are a parasite that's very contagious that burrows into your skin and eats the tissue.
Yeah.
So the officers who touched them were rushed to the hospital for treatment, and the entire police department was evacuated so an exterminator could fumigate Bed Bath & Beyond, also threw out the bed and the sheets that the guys had contaminated. The guys are both facing several charges, including lewdness, criminal mischief, and marijuana possession. My only question with this is, what were Todd and Oscar doing up in Jersey?
Hey, how dare you?
Scabies in my tissue.
That's right. Scabies.
All we do is just lay down in those beds.
Okay.
Well, Todd had a coupon.
So we'll 20% off.
Come back with the little Super Bowl sounds, including one that I know everybody's going to be waiting for. You know, you've really, you know, I know you don't plan on it, but your marketing and your ability to brand yourself, that is probably one of the most brilliant things you've ever done. I'm talking about the Through the Uprights Galunk, which you'll hear next with Rob's Little Sounds, right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
The TMOS Elite Whiskey Society presents Questions for a Whiskey Drinker.
Mike in Florida writes, I'm having trouble talking to people in bars. Well, Mike, try an Old Fashioned. It's a good conversation starter, and if things go south, just remember this. Keep both feet firmly planted on the ground and make sure that ground is flat.
Check out the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society on Facebook or in bars where fine whiskeys are sold.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Sherry's Berries. There is no one like your Valentine, so this year treat them to an unforgettable gift that's as unique as they are. You cannot go wrong, and I've never gone wrong, when I have ordered Sherry's Berries for somebody that I love. I think so very, very fondly, and I'm serious about this, when I think about every year sending delicious Sherry's Berries to my dear sweet Momo.
Oh, yeah.
I love sending them up there, and she would always say the same thing. They're too big. They're so incredible. Everybody wants them. They're giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. They start at just $19.99 plus shipping, and only for our listeners, be a big shot and double the berries, double them for only $10 more. Go to berries.com and use the code TMOS. I love Sherry's Berries. I ate them all. That's right. There are none left in the refrigerator now because
you have none berries left?
No, I love the berries. They're massive, juicy strawberries dipped in white, dark, and milk chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, nuts, and decorative swizzles. Spectacular, easy, beautifully packaged, and delivery is always guaranteed. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, there's only one way to get Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. Again, berries.com. Click the mic, TMOS. Help support our show by supporting our sponsors. Use TMOS. That is the code, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault. Rob's Little Sounds for Monday, Feb 6, 2017.
Before we get to the pretty little sounds.
Yes. Quickly, we are a family here at TMOS, and when you write us individually or as a group, we will respond, especially if a family member's having open heart surgery today. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Bill Noss, who is a big fan of TMOS, your wonderful sister Melissa Renner wrote in and said, best of luck. We're with you. We're praying for you. Open heart surgery today. Stick with it, man. The best recovery.
Hang in there, man.
Yeah.
God bless, and good luck to you with that. That is a tough thing to go through, but modern technology, heart surgeries nowadays, they do wonderful things, and we wish them the very, very best. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
As you know, the Super Bowl was yesterday, and it was a...
overtime victory.
And it wouldn't have been quite so tense if what is normally considered a gimme point was not scored at the end of the third quarter. An extra point was missed. Not a field goal, an extra point, and they missed it in a most dramatic fashion.
Gostkowski for the extra point. This one hits the upright. And there's not much.
Rob received 5,000 texts.
What happened is that thing hit, and I went, Carrie, look what happened. And then I feel in my hand. Voot, voot, voot,
voot. Was that the first?
Voot, voot. You were right on there. But there, I mean, I stopped counting. At about 26.
Came in first.
26.
You gotta love that, Rob.
26
notifications. You gotta love that.
Let's hear that
people
bonk.
People identify you with the galunk.
I love it. And you know why? Because what it does, it signifies failure. It signifies getting so close and still failing. Let's hear just the bonk.
This one hits the upright.
love
wow.
it.
Wow. Right. Hey, you know what? I don't know if I posted this or not. I don't think I did. But really great receivers on both sides, though.
Yes.
Such incredible receivers. Just acrobatic body control. Fun to watch in that game. That game had a lot of that.
At the post game of the Super Bowl last night, I stuck with it because I wanted to watch the new 24 show, which, by the way, I bailed on about 20 minutes in.
24 so, overtime?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
And the Young Pope like sucks, that. Too. I don't know anybody that's liking that show.
Gives me the willies. Let's get Catholic. Like, it really
it's,
does.
It's just weird. It's just there's nothing like, to it. I don't know what they're going for, but it's just creepy. It's just kind of creepy.
And you mentioned earlier in the show about maybe the NFL, maybe the Super Bowl not as embraced as it has been in the past. And maybe
I just don't think it was that big a deal this year.
Maybe it has to do with the fact that the crowd was not into the commissioner. Roger Goodell, when he got up to present the Lombardi Trophy, really, really solid booing.
What a wonderful football game tonight.
Well, you know what that's about, right?
Everybody's booing
that's
him, though.
That's what NFL football is all about. Robert, you know how hard these are to get. And this is your fifth under your leadership.
The whole time.
And you Tom know Brady. He hated it. He hated having to give him that trophy. At least that's what the Patriots were saying.
Oh, well,
the Patriots fans.
If your fan base of an organization you run hates you, you know what I mean? That's tough.
Let us go back and hear how Robert Kraft sounded after the 2017 AFC Championship game as a means of comparison. Okay. Because maybe he was
are
ill.
Are you going to go sober first and drunk second?
Okay, here's how he sounded last night, and I didn't label it sober. I said that after the Super Bowl, Robert Kraft, not as drunk.
But a lot has transpired during the last 2 years. And I don't think that needs any explanation. But I want to say to our fans, our brilliant coaching staff, our amazing...
So he sounded okay. He didn't sound like this.
For a number of reasons, all of you in the stadium understand how big this win was.
And then amazingly, he bounced off the upright. No one foresaw it coming.
Can I just make this like point, Mario. Though, as far as winning the Super Bowl? You know, these guys kill themselves
they
each
do.
And every day on the football field. Can't they give them a little credit when they win? How about a parade?
Hey, that would be nice. Some confetti.
Give them a parade. Really, give them some credit. Give them a trophy or something.
Would it have to be shiny?
I mean, God, really? I mean, they're out there literally. They actually risk their lives in many cases.
They do.
You know, and then they win something, and they, you know, everybody like poo-poos it.
Did you hear that Brady's jersey got stolen?
It wasn't stolen. They found out that what happened is the equipment manager took it and locked it up so it wouldn't get
really?
Stolen.
Really?
But Brady operated for about a two-hour window.
Yeah, I saw it this morning.
Yeah, he was operating under the suspicion.
That someone stole it.
Okay. Now, he moved it to where he deflates the balls.
The same guy.
Now, we all were treated to the great Buck Aikman show last night for calling of the game. But as means of comparison, I love when these turn up. This is a montage of radio calls from Fox. Fox Deportes. Is that what it would be?
Deportes.
Deportes.
Tragically white.
Spanish. Deportes. Well, you know, sorry. Patriots Radio. Falcons Radio. Different call there. BBC Radio and Westwood One. This is all of these different radio organizations calling the end of the game.
Toss to White. He's in! Patriots win the Super Bowl!
Edelman en movimiento va por tierra, tiene tremendo hueco, se cierra! Touchdown, Pedro! Touchdown, Pedro!
James White, second and goal to go from the two. Toss sweep right for James White, tucks it under the right arm, cuts it upfield, driving forward, diving to the goal line!
It's still
a touchdown! And a title for the Patriots!
I can't believe it!
11:08 to go in the first overtime. They'll toss it to White, left or right side. White will cut back, and he will get in. Touchdown, New England.
The three receivers for New England. It's a pitch to White. White's running towards the end zone. Is he in? We wait for the signal. Touchdown. The New England Patriots have won Super Bowl 51.
Edelman in motion. Brady gets the snap, pitches out White, gets a block, cuts inside, he digs, he turns, he dives, it is a touchdown! It is a touchdown! New England wins! The Patriots have won Super Bowl 51!
I think that the Spanish call was my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. Easily. I like that a lot.
So maybe next year we'll explore the SAP option.
We're a passionate people.
Yes, you are. Very good for
goal!
You.
Goal!
But, of course, the big sports story of the weekend is that VCU beat St. Bonaventure in basketball.
Yeah!
But what happened, this is how they did it. Bonaventure was down by three.
This is how they do it.
And with a moment on the board.
Thank you, Boney.
Less than a second on the board, they sunk a three-pointer. Clock stops with 0.4 seconds, okay? But the St. Bonaventure is so excited, their entire student body rushes the court, not realizing the game is over. There's a technical foul, and VCU wins the game. So
you're confusing me. What happened? Because you don't know sports games. You didn't explain that the right way.
Yeah, what?
So they stormed onto the field thinking
it's called a court.
That St. Bonaventure.
It's a basketball.
No, the court. All right. So they storm onto
the round ball.
What? You explain that to me again.
St. Bonaventure. St. Bonaventure took the lead with 0.4 seconds left by nailing a 3-point.
And the student body thought they won the game.
They didn't realize there was still time on the board, and they stormed the court.
Called a foul.
Yes, it was. Well, they called the foul because they stormed the court with time on the clock.
So the actual storming of the court resulted in the technical.
It resulted in the technical foul,
and that meant VCU had to go to the line,
and they won the game.
That's a heartbreaker, man.
SBU the champ. The Bonnies are out of timeouts. They're out of chances. Quarter look. Mobley for the win. Yes! There's still time on the clock. BCU inbounds, but they blared whistles first. The Bonnies storm the floor, but this game is not over. It is not over, and they're going to have to get off the floor. Our officials had hands raised saying no entry, and fans continue to roll out of the floor, but I do not believe this game is yet final. Zero show on the clock.
Good luck telling these college kids on a Saturday. They think they got it done, and you're absolutely right. It looked to be time still left on the clock.
Go Rams, go. Winning on a technicality.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Actually. There was a technical foul.
If you're a Rams fan.
Oh, yeah. If you're on the other team, you are pissed.
Great technical foul at Robert's basketball game this weekend when a kid on the other team looked at the ref and said, go F yourself.
No. Really?
Loud enough that you could hear it in the stands. It was
technical.
13-year-old, and he pointed.
You're out of here.
Go F yourself.
Way to go.
And then the coach said,
wow.
I'm not sure he said anything. And the ref turned with eyes like saucers and said, he said it.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh,
let us
trouble.
Let us close with this. Saturday Night Live this weekend. Perhaps only notable the fact that host Kristen Stewart, obviously very pleased to be there, dropped an actual F-bomb at the end of her monologue. Atta girl.
We've got a great show, and I totally care that I'm here because it's the coolest thing ever. Oh. I'll never come back.
Her reaction was pretty genuine, so I do think it was a genuine screw up. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS PO Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS, and continue doing it. Spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
This one hits the upright.
Overtime. Victory.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.